Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Are you tired of using Google Drive or Dropbox to send files to clients? Well, never get burned again with FilePass. I love and use FilePass exclusively for sending files to my clients. It's a cloud file sharing website specifically made by engineers for engineers. It's absolutely amazing. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/FilePass to check out the full feature list and subscribe today. Never lose another dime to burned projects. Happy mixing, my friends, and enjoy the show.
One, two, three.
Hello and welcome back to Mixing Music. I am your host, DK, and with me today, I have a very good friend, special guest, mix engineer Jesse Ray Ernster. Did I say that right?
Yes, sir.
Cool, Jesse. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Everything's all right on your end. So today, we have a special song from a special artist. This artist is called Burna Boy, from Nigeria. Can you tell us a little bit about Burna Boy?
Burna Boy is an African superstar, soon to be international superstar, Afrofusion artist, prolific songwriter, artist, dancing machine extraordinaire. Wonderful guy, writes amazing songs. We love him. Check him out. It's Burna Boy.
So this is just one guy. So he doesn't have a band. This is just one guy.
Yeah, he tours with the band and collaborates with many producers and writers on his recordings. But yes, he is a solo artist, Burna Boy.
Nice. And you, Jesse, are the mix engineer, particular, especially for a lot of his songs, but especially for this one, right, that we're about to listen to?
Yep. The song's called Anybody. It's off the African Giant record. And it's a fun one. It's a heater.
Cool. So we're going to listen to a couple takes from Burna Boy. So Anybody, we're going to listen to this first take, which is the intro up until the first chorus. So take a listen with us.
Woohoo!
Charge my energy, I no get time for no enemy. Tori pe po le to mi. Nothing wey person ever see, I'm on nothing wey person ever see. Forget it, I say fashi. Money soon expected. Check out what body I jump in. I take out to the person.
Wow, what a dope song. That is such a cool song.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, and you did a great job with that mix. Like, it's just very full. The mid-range sounds so lush. And it's not too much. It's not, like, heavy, you know? Like, I feel like a lot of hip-hop now is just, like, heavy. I don't know how else to... Like, the middle is empty. But this one's really full. It feels very lush. And I kind of want to know what you did.
Okay. What aspects, where should we start, really?
So let's start with the bottom. Let's start with the low end. and work our way up. So he's got like a little bit of that drum there, a little bit of bass.
Yeah.
And tell me about that. Like, what were you kind of going for overall with the aspect of that? Yeah.
Totally. So we wanted this sort of mass and the size, which is what they had going on the rough mix. It really was a great rough mix. It captured the essence and the vibe of what they were trying to convey when they were making the song. So the idea there was just to extend it a little lower and tighten it up a bit as well. So what I learned like earlier that week when I was mixing this song, and I think this was this last June, I heard an Eric Valentine interview where he takes the Pultex and puts them on the stereo bus at 20 hertz and boosts up to like...
Wow, that's low.
Yeah, boosts like 4 up and then also attenuates 4 up. So you get this kind of like added low end that's like attenuated around where the bell happens.
Yeah.
So what that did is that gives it... That gave the mix kind of this out of control, too much low end thing. So what I did after that was... used like FabFilter Pro multiband or whatever that thing is. I think it was that to really compress and operate the low end to where it was pumping and pushing the speakers in tempo with the song. So it would let a little bit of initial transient through, but then it would duck it down. So it almost acted like a gate, and it was kind of a suction cup in the low end that just kept things really tight.
Yeah.
So it was a combination of boosting that stuff into that compressor. And then...
That's so interesting. Yeah.
After all of that, running it through the SSL, hardware compressor, whatever that thing is. That's sitting back there on the desk. Yeah, because that does wonders for the low end as well. Love it.
That is awesome. So actually, let's talk a little bit more about that rough mix. What did you hear in that rough mix? I mean, we don't have, unfortunately to our audience, we actually don't have access to the rough mix. This is a label release, so we're limited with what we're allowed to put out at this moment. Mm-hmm. But tell me a little bit more what you heard about that rough and how you kind of interpreted it.
The rough was exciting. It was punchy in all the right areas, and the vocal actually sounded fantastic. I believe my main EQ I used on the vocal was... just a small, a couple of cuts, like around 1.6K, 1.6, and around 3K. I usually do a little bit of cleaning up there just because of the character of a few things within Berna's vocal sound. But as far as I know, this was recorded by a good friend of mine, a fantastic producer engineer named Logic's Mind. His name is Cecil, and he did an amazing job tracking this. Engineering it right. So it went in right. He was tracking on an Elam 251, just my favorite vocal mic in the world, through a Neve, and then through a CL1B. So like this vocal came prepared. It was ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the only thing I did after that was I added an Avalon 802055, boosting 25K just at the very top end.
Yeah.
Because the 251 tends to do a little bit of a roll off. Older, you know, it's an older mic design and older schematic. Yeah. So that just brings back some of that modern, sizzly, crispy top end that I love.
Yeah, I've actually talked in a previous episode about how I also usually love adding, depending on the vocal, usually love adding that above 20K kind of vibe. You know, that's just the sizzle, you know?
Yeah.
That's just the sauce.
Yeah, and you get
right
the undertones underneath it, and you get that perceived openness. It's gorgeous. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's used very well in this tune. So let's listen to another clip of the same song from Burna Boy.
Respect is reciprocal, even though una no say special. Anybody, when no one throws a G. Anybody, when no they got a body. Na kan santi. You want your bread, you never work. Shana because myself, I never talk. I look you, they laugh, you go, 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 pretty go, go, go. I shall no say the time go come.
All right. That is, again, I'm just so blown away. This is such an awesome song. Production is so well done. Everything is just so clean and come together. I want to ask you what you did with that horn. That little, is that a saxophone in the background?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about that saxophone and what you did to that.
It's funny that you ask, because that was the one mix note I received for this song. when I submitted really? It. And it was that we needed the horn to have more punch. And they literally wanted it to just warp out of the speakers and hit you in the face.
Really? Because every time I hear horns, especially, this is a solo horn, but mm-hmm. when I hear group horns specifically, I always like come back to like Earth, Wind, and Fire, where they're really bright, but they're very quiet. So yeah. they still come out, but this is very smooth, but it's still coming out. So I want to ask you what the rough mix was, or your first initial mix, and then how you translated, when the client asks, we want it to come out of the speaker, we want it to punch, how you translated that, you know, what that meant to you and how you treated it after that. So what was it like before?
That's a great question. So on the rough before, it felt overall just too loud. Like they knew ahead of time that that was what they were going for. Loud horns, energy. Let's get it. And the way that I went about it was a trick that my dad taught me. And it was to, in layman's terms, poke the element out for a millisecond to tell the listener's mind psychologically that they're hearing the element and that it's present, and then bring it right back down to where it's tucked in and it's controlled. So with that, I did a little bit of boosting with the SSL E-Series EQ, like around 2 to 5K, bringing some of that bite out into a transient designer, like boosting the attack.
Really? On the horn, on the saxophone?
Absolutely, to give it that just initial, yeah. like, so you get that transient to really punch.
Nice,
but
nice.
The key
yeah.
is that you get too much of that. So what that thing fed into was the Cranesong Phoenix plugin, which is a tape saturation and clipping plugin. And that helped shave off the pokiness of what those transient designers tend to do a little bit too much of. So that rounded things out. And then there was also some volume automation, like poking it, like I said, for a millisecond to 5 milliseconds, and then bringing it back down. The listener thinks that it's there. They feel like it's there, but it's also,
yeah.
and then there's the same way to do it with the quarter note delay that's feeding a reverb in the background. You kind of bring that space up to make up for it. So as the sound of the sax is fading away, you can bring the rooms up at the exact same time, and you end up with this crossfade that helps it not be an awkward transition. And the listener doesn't know that any of that happened behind the scenes, but it did. And it helps for the effect. And they
loved
it.
So one more time, yeah. So one more time, I just want to cover it again. So you boosted, you know, mid-range, 2.5-ish, little transient designer, and then saturation, and then you did a lot of automation, right?
Always automation.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to ask you, I mean, I've talked about automation in the past, but I want to ask you how much automation you used on this song, and how much automation you see professionals like yourself using in general on every song.
Yeah, I did a fair amount of automation on this song because you just need to. As you can hear, it starts out very bare bones. The arrangement is just a beat and the sax, and things really build from there. And you have to move levels around to not only accommodate for masking and things getting muddy, and you're going to need to be moving things around, but also it just adds excitement. So a lot of that beat, especially in the intro, is not just drums, the fader sitting at zero, sitting still, static. That's pushing the faders. Like opening up that session, I always love to move kicks and snares in time, dialing in both the compression in time with your attack and release to get those speaker cones pushing air in tempo with the song, but also moving the fade, just giving it a little bit. I learned that from a talented front of house engineer I used to work with. I would look back there. I was on stage playing guitar at the time, and I would see him just moving, like performing the faders to the beat of these songs with his kick and snare and the shells for the toms. I thought,
really? So even though the kick and snare is only doing the beats and not really sustaining, but he's basically adding a little bit more punch and taking away the sustain. Is that what he's doing, or you were doing in this case?
Yes, absolutely. And then there's times.
So kind of like manual transient designer kind of a thing?
Yeah. Yeah. And really on other songs, you can really, if you have a guy that's maybe playing a little too hard for the slow tempo ballad, you can shave that initial transient and dampen it by pulling the fader back and then right back up. You can turn a thwacky, inappropriate snare for a song and turn it into whew, and make the envelope of that sound match the tonality and the feeling of the song that you're working on. And a lot of the time, the client or the artist maybe won't know that you did that, but it will feel better to them. And or it won't. They'll really want it to be like the rough, which is the case a lot of the time. Make it like the rough.
Yeah,
I'm sure
right?
you hear that a lot too, man.
Yeah. It's all about the rough, all about respecting that rough mix.
Yeah.
So we don't usually do this, but as for our special guest and for special promotion for Burna Boy and his upcoming album, African Giant, we're going to play this entire song front to back for you. So please take a listen.
Charge my energy, I no get time for no enemy. Dori pe pole to me. Nothing with person ever see. I'm on nothing with person ever see. Forget it, I say fashi. Money soon expected. Check out what body I jump. I take out to the person. Che. I mean the answer, then yes sir. Then I mean the answer, yes sir. Respect is reciprocal, even though una know say I special. Anybody, when no one throws a G. Anybody, when no they carry body. I can't something, I can't something. Go back to fele, fele, I can't something. You want your bed, you never walk. Should not because myself, I never talk. I look you, they laugh you go, 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 pretty go, go, go. I shall no say the tango come, mama, I no say the tango come. Money you no go fit the line, oh ma. Oh mama, life not on Python. Whether you like or not, go by ginger me, you best get it, go pass. So yeah, kick me jack on, go. Anybody, when no one does a G. I'm in the answer, then yes, sir. Then I'm in the answer, yes, sir. Respect is reciprocal, even though una know say I special. Anybody, when no one does a G. Anybody, when no they carry body. Nah, can't something, nah, can't something. To bata fele, fele, nah, can't something.
Thank you so much, Jesse, for joining us on this podcast. Where can our listeners find you? Are you on Instagram? Do you have a website? Like, how can they get in contact with you if they want?
Yep, my handle is Jesse Ray Mix on Instagram, and then website is www.jesseraymix.com.
If you like what you heard during this episode, please make sure to check out Burna Boy and his new album, African Giant. Please remember to give this episode and this podcast a 5-star rating or review. Feel free to share with any friends that or any mix engineers that you might know. And stay saucy.
Sweet.
1, 2, 3.
This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by LaunchPod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with LaunchPod Media. Are you trying to find the perfect distribution platform to get your music on Spotify and Apple? I personally use and love DistroKid. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/DistroKid to get a small discount and get access to a platform with unlimited uploads for a yearly fee. Happy uploading and enjoy the show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.